the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. For the first time in my life, I am ashamed of my country. To be watching all of this, to be treated, to have my intelligence, all of us, to have our common sense and intelligence insulted the way it's being, it just makes me ashamed. Seriously, man, I mean, we get worked up over $44 billion, that's the total amount of money that will not be spent, that was scheduled to be spent this year. And yet, here they come, sucking us in, roping us in, panic here, fear there, crisis, destruction, no meat inspection, no cops, no teachers, no firefighters, no air traffic control. I'm sorry, my days of getting roped into all this are over.
That's a pretty interesting statement from Rush Limbaugh. Says all the arguing and fear-mongering over the sequester cuts are making him ashamed of his country. And so sequestration is number one this week, not because of that, but because it has had a lot of direct and indirect conversation on the News Talk radio stations around the country, which is what we monitor to put this program together. This is our overview that comes on week's end of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. I invite you, I encourage you to go to talkers.com, not only at the end of the week, you kind of go through what the talk hits are, but to see what's going on during the week. There's lots of information and news about some of the hosts and stations that we monitor around the country. It's kind of cool to be able to sort of zero in on that. As I listening to Rush Limbaugh there talk about how fear-mongering and how negative, I agree with him 100% about the foolishness that's been focused. We're not going to have any police. I mean, the scare tactics that are used, although he's the king of that, so it's a little hypocritical because he spends a lot of his time trying to whip up fear. That's what part of the success, unfortunately, in some of the more aggressive news talk radio circles has been about over the past 4 or 5 years, especially fear and that stuff. But he's right about the arguing. There's nothing, if we can't, by taking out a few billion dollars from the budget, run this country, and then it's over. That's the way I'd appraise it. It is over. The amount of waste, fraud, and abuse, let the Defense Department figure out how to run itself the way any business runs itself, because that's really what it's become. It's the defense business. That's what it ought to be called, the Defense Business Department, not the Defense Department. So who agrees with Limbaugh and me, at least in this circumstance, about arguing what's not going to happen? We've become so dependent on the feds that we have no, it's all inertia. Unless there's some federal push to anything or everything, nothing gets done. And then when they do it, they screw it up. So what's the point here? I'm not saying I'm ashamed of America, but I am ashamed of the process, I'll tell you that. 888-302-3684, and you ought to be too. So we'll go through these top 10 items. Actually, let's go through them now, and then as we get to some particulars about each of these things, we'll spend a little more time on some of the top ones, the top two or three.
Number 10.
Number 10 here is the suicide of Mindy McCready.
Number 9.
The golf outing between Messrs. Woods and Obama.
Number 8.
Winter Storm Q.
Number 7.
The North Korean continuing nuclear yakety-yak.
Number 6.
Gun legislation.
Number 5.
Oscar Pistorius.
Number 4.
Obamacare costs.
Number 3.
Cost of gasoline.
Number 2.
Immigration reform.
Number 1.
And deficit reduction. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida about these cuts, which are set to go into effect at the end of next week.
Yeah. Any update on the sequester? Are we getting any closer? Is there any breakthrough at all?
I wish I could say we were getting closer when, you know, the sequester is just a nice word for massive across-the-board indiscriminate spending cuts that we really need to come together Republicans and Democrats to compromise on a balanced approach to deficit reduction. You know, we've already done $2.5 trillion of deficit reduction. The president proposed $4 trillion in spending cuts. Right now, we're dealing with Republicans, unfortunately, who are engaged in my way or the highway approach. We should be in session right now, Jimmy. We're 7 days from 70,000 kids getting kicked off Head Start, from massive furloughs in the Department of Defense. Why are we, as much as I like to be home in my district, why am I in South Florida? Why aren't I in Washington negotiating with my colleagues to try to make sure that we can avoid what will be devastating cuts that don't make any sense?
Well, I agree with you on this point that you should be there in Washington, D.C. with the rest of Congress when there's something that's important to the American people. I don't know why Congress can't just change and get back in session to try and work.
We voted against adjourning last week, and the Republicans in the House leadership insisted on adjournment.
Well, that's absurd. Compromise.
Can't get it done if we're not talking.
Compromise, compromise, compromise. That's the answer to it.
That's what it's all about.
What a load of baloney. Good God. What a load of baloney. 888-302-3684. It's always the Republicans' fault. And then the Republicans say it's always the Democrats' fault. Are we going to go through an entire generation of not getting anything done? Listening to that stuff, she's always driven me nuts. But anyway, I'm really surprised. No, I guess I'm not surprised listening to that from her. Massive cuts. Limbaugh, I'm not one who's necessarily even a fan of Limbaugh's anymore, but he hit that right. Why don't you, Michael, play that cut again, will you please?
For the first time in my life, I am ashamed of my country. To be watching all of this, to be treated, to have my intelligence, all of us, to have our common sense and intelligence insulted the way it's being, it just makes me ashamed. Seriously, man. I mean, we get worked up over $44 billion. That's the total amount of money that will not be spent that was scheduled to be spent this year. And yet, here they come, sucking us in, roping us in, panic here, fear there, crisis, destruction, no meat inspection, no cops, no teachers, no firefighters, no air traffic control. I'm sorry, my days of getting roped into all this are over.
Yeah, it really it's laughable because there's no meat inspection now anyway. Whether you cut $44 billion out or not, there's no meat inspection. They sit around with their thumb stuck in their ear at these meat plants. They don't do anything. And as far as air traffic control, they're not going to touch that at all because everybody knows how important it is. As far as the police are concerned, you and I both know there are too many police. They aren't paid well enough. They aren't trained well enough. We need fewer. I mean, where Wasserman Schultz is from in Florida, they fall all over themselves, the flatfoots down there. There's too many of them, and they don't do anything right around in their cars. It is what we have. We have an absurd fixation on just having policemen there. What are they doing? It's an absurd, the whole thing is absurd, especially when you consider what Limbaugh said being right, the fact that only $44 billion out of how many trillions being cut, and the rest of all of that yak from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, oh, we've cut $2.5 trillion out. That's future spending, folks. That's not spending today or tomorrow or next week or next month even. That's in the future. All these proposed things that are in the pipeline that were supposed to be part of future spending, that's where that is. That's not now. That's later. So that's disingenuous. That is, your intelligence, Limbaugh's right, your intelligence and common sense is completely assaulted by those statements. Unbelievable. 888-302-3684 at 16 past. This is the weekly countdown.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just like another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The sequestration debate, number one this week on the countdown, as we listen now to host Larry Rayburn with Howard Arnstein from CBS about Congress taking the vacation they did instead of doing something to avoid the cuts.
How are these cuts that we're facing any different than the cuts that we were facing, about a month ago now?
They're exactly the same. These are the across-the-board sequester, that it's called. Congress passed it because they couldn't reach any agreement a couple of years ago. And now they're scheduled to take effect. And you know where Congress is right now? On recess. They're not doing anything. And by the time they get back, they're going to have a day or two to fix the problem. So it looks like it'll take effect. There'll be $85 billion at the beginning in cuts and more scheduled down the road. But if they fix it, it'll probably be after it takes effect.
Interesting, Howard, that when we spoke before the last round of fiscal cliffs, that you said and you predicted that this is something that can, that would be kicked down the road. With the Congress and in recess, otherwise known as a week-long vacation this week,
right.
Is there any indication that it'll be any different as we face this fiscal cliff?
I don't think so. I think what Congress keeps doing is kicking controversial issues down the road because they can't seem to agree on anything. It looks to me like this is going to happen, and they're going to have to argue about it after the fact.
And last week in his State of the Union address, the president put the blame of these sequester cuts squarely on the shoulders of Congress. But weren't these cuts at least in some part agreed to by the White House?
Well, of course, they were. I mean, the Republicans are trying to blame them on President Obama. They say that he came up with the idea, but you know, somebody voted for him.
So they both share some.
Everybody kind of has to share the blame on this.
All right, 888-302-3684. We actually will spend a little more time on this in a few moments as the talk down, the talk up, talk down, if you will, of the weekly top 10 continues here in the countdown.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops, pay only shipping and handling, at rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit rnafreesample.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the number one issue this week is sequestration. And whether or not these cuts are going to take place, I celebrate them. How about you? Here's the host, Terry Miners, with Senator Rand Paul about the president's comments that the cuts will kill jobs.
The sequester timeline is now under 10 days. President Obama is saying at a public stop, meat cleaver cuts will kill jobs.
Maybe he should tell President Obama himself, who supported the sequester and signed it into law, that he was worried about it. I mean, this is a real communication problem here. He now is blaming Republicans for something he authored, he was in favor of, and he signed into being. But the other thing that should be said about the sequester is it is not a cut in spending. It's a cut in the rate of growth of spending. Spending will still go up over the next 10 years, nearly $8 trillion in new spending. So this cuts a trillion off of a total of $9 trillion increase to give you $8 trillion still increasing. So it's the least we can do. Most people say to avoid having our credit downgraded again, we need $4 trillion in cuts, not $1 trillion in cuts. So, and once again, not real cuts, cuts in the rate of growth. When he lines up a bunch of policemen and say they're going to lose their job, it's histrionic. It's him really being deceptive because really the budgets are staying static and there's no reason why we can't keep the same amount of personnel and look for areas of waste to cut that wouldn't involve personnel.
Yep, there he is, Senator Rand Paul. He's right. Here's talk host Jan Michelson talking to economist Alice Rivlin about the back and forth between both sides here.
Erskine Bowles says we can't grow our way out of this. We can't cut enough expenses out of this. We are in deep, deep shinola. And along comes our own Senator Harkin, who says, hey, we just have a misallocation of capital. We're the richest country in the world. So therefore, all of this is just scare tactics.
On this issue, I'm with Erskine.
we cannot, even if we are the richest nation in the world, and we are, we can't go on borrowing faster than our economy can grow. That's just common sense. You got a lot of common sense here in Iowa. If you're a family, if you're a business, if you're a state, if you're a nation, you can't keep borrowing more every year and with your debt going up faster than your economy. So we got to do something about it. Well, and we've got to do two things. We've got to slow the spending growth, primarily the spending growth that's driven by the fact that we're an aging population. That's nobody's fault.
I'm not.
I bet you are. Just about as fast as the rest of us. And we're an aging population. We have made promises with respect to medical care for older people. We have to keep those promises, but they're going to get more expensive every year. So we have to find ways of reducing the growth of our Medicare and Medicaid programs. We've got to put Social Security on a firm foundation so that everybody gets it in the future.
Well, it used to be on a firm foundation until the political class decided to use it for a bunch of other purposes, including disability and including adding people to it that didn't contribute a lot to it. And now disability has become another form of unemployment.
Disability is a problem, and we've got to work on that. But it isn't the political class that's to blame here.
Why not?
The public elects the political people, and Social Security is not suffering from some misallocation or something. It's suffering from the fact that we're all living longer, and that is a good thing.
Basically. Rude of us.
How rude of us. We're living longer, and we're not working longer. So we're drawing Social Security over a much longer period. That means that either we've got to change the benefit structure a little bit, maybe so it isn't quite as favorable to upper-income people, or we got to put some more money into the system, or both.
As Alice Rivlin, who was a part of the Clinton administration, for your information. Up next, immigration reform in the spotlight on the Weekly Countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call GEICO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Along now as we review the top 10 items quickly. I'll review them for you as we get into the second half hour. We spent the whole of the first hour talking about sequestration. I got to pronounce it right. There's an R in it. Sequestration. Excuse me. Anyway, that's number one. Number two is immigration reform. We're getting to that now. Number three, the price you're paying for gasoline, Obamacare and its costs, so what you didn't know you were going to have to pay for now that everybody's woken up to what happened and changed as at the beginning of the year. Do you feel like somehow or other you've been lied to? Man, I'll tell you. The Pistorius murder case is number five. I don't understand the fascination with that, but I know a lot of people are interested in it. Gun legislation, number six. Number seven is North Korea and their continuing foolishness. Winter Storm Q and climate change, number eight. The Tiger Woods outing with the president. Man, these people, everybody needs to get a life. And speaking of that, the poor end to the life of Mindy McCready is number 10. All right, so what do we want to spend time on? Immigration reform took an interesting turn this week. And here's Lawrence O'Donnell talking to Maria Hinosa from NPR and Jonathan Post, the Jonathan Capehart, I'm sorry, the Washington Post, about John McCain's town hall meeting where he ran into some trouble talking. Well, actually, this is what you'd expect because, as you know, MSNBC leans to the left. And on this program, we try to present both the left and the right side of the story and have you make up your mind. I don't think McCain sounds good here. I'll give you that. Listen.
John McCain doesn't get elected by the American people. He gets elected in Arizona, where this is obviously a pretty tough subject to handle.
Yes, but, you know, he did say, let's talk about facts. And he did continue to bring that up. And that's what we really want to talk about here. That's, I think, what was, for me, to watch this scenario. It's like, I feel these people's pain in a sense, because I see that they are very fearful. They are scared about what's happening in their state and, frankly, in the country. So in the space of fear, I think facts are really important. So this notion of, you know, they're all on welfare and they're, you know, overrunning our country and they're not speaking English. No, the fact is that actually if there was a process to legalize people, it would actually be a boon to the American economy. States and states, Texas has shown that, Arkansas has shown that, economists are talking about that. So, you know, one of your producers, I said, I really want to feel like I want to hug one of these people and just say, come on, guys, like all this anger, Sheriff Joe Arpaio's anger. No, it's going to be okay, but the country is changing. And frankly, we know that the numbers of people crossing the border are flat right now. So it's an argument that in terms of the numbers, numbers are not playing out, really.
Well, let's take a look at more of these people who need a hug from Maria. Let's take a look at another one.
There are people who have been here illegally for 50 years or 40 years. Am I then telling them to become guest workers?
Yes.
No, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because we're a Judeo-Christian principled nation. That's why you can't do that. Now, again, we just have a difference of opinion.
Jonathan, so much for that Judeo-Christian principled nation stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually said, you know, no, when he said that.
Yeah. The beautiful,
the Judeo-Christians in the
audience. Right. The beautiful thing about what Senator McCain did, and this gets to what Maria was saying in terms of the hug, this fear of immigrants, the undocumented workers, has been allowed to fester because all of those things that have been said, no one of any stature has been willing to push back on that and say, no, that is not the case. Listen to me. These are the facts. I'm your elected official. You sent me to Washington to focus on this. And, you know, John McCain, when he ran for re-election a couple of years ago, you know, he said, build the dang fence. He played to that crowd. What we saw just now was a John McCain who was basically giving this guy a hug and saying, no, I understand your fear, but your fear is misplaced. Here are the facts. This is the way it is. We need to see more of that John McCain, and we need to see more of that kind of John McCain in all the other states and all these other elected officials who face town hall fora like that, where people are pushing and throwing falsehoods at them, and then to be able to say, no. Here are what the facts are and why you don't need to be afraid and why we actually need to do something about this to settle your fears.
All right, so there's a back and forth there. There's more audio, pretty interesting audio, where McCain calls one of the people in the town hall meeting a jerk because he disagreed. McCain didn't sound good in any of the audio that I heard from this whole thing this week. At any rate, we have one other piece of audio, and this one is from Talkos Joe O'Reilly, who has political analyst Bethany Blankley on his program. They talk about how likely it is that Congress will act doing something. Will there be something done anytime soon is the question.
What's the latest on immigration reform in D.C.?
Well, I think the key word to your question is reform, whether or not that's going to happen at all. What's happening is Republican Jeff Sessions from Alabama has pointed out that over the last year, reports have come out that no one has examined, no immigrants who've been coming in that the Department of Homeland Security has looked at have been examined when they're entering the country. So what that means is that few immigrants are being turned away. Zero to few are being turned away on the grounds that they would be a public charge, meaning that they'd be dependent upon welfare. So what's happening is that there are questions as to why are the current laws on the books not being enforced, and how do we go about enforcing them and changing the mindset around not having people come here who are dependent upon government programs.
How does that jive with, because I'm pretty sure I read at some point the Obama administration had deported, sent home, however you want to phrase that, illegals in greater numbers than any administration before. How does that jive with what you just told me?
I've never heard that, because my understanding that President Obama issued an executive order and under executive privilege of the presidency instructing Secretary General Holder Attorney General Holder not to deport illegal aliens. So my understanding has been that he has issued Holder not to enforce existing laws regarding immigration, just as he instructed Holder not to enforce DOMA, which is the Defense of Marriage Act. So there are several laws on the books that Obama has specifically instructed them not to enforce.
I'm not sure that that's right. I think there's a lot of political hyperbole going on here. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, interestingly enough, one of the biggest labor unions in the country, the two of them together, announced a pretty strong breakthrough this week on some basic guidelines for lawmakers to follow as they craft this immigration reform plan. There was a joint statement issued by the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donohue, and the president of the AFL-CIO, which is Richard Trumka. And what they basically agreed to was allowing American citizens to get the first crack at available jobs ahead of immigrants, and to create a new worker visa to make it easier for employers to hire immigrants, and then also to commission a new independent federal agency to advise Congress on the needs of the country's workforce. I don't know if we need number three there, but number one and number two seem to be fairly interesting. So what do you think of that? I think that's actually a rhetorical question because we have to move on in just a moment. We get to the third most important discussion topic, according to the research at Talkers.com this week, and that's what you're paying for gasoline. The soaring prices are what we talk about next from several different radio programs. That's the next issue here on the Countdown.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Chapstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Hey Flo.
Yeah.
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a discussion of the number three issue here for the next few minutes, the price you're paying for gasoline and why. Here's host Bud Hedinger talking to one of his callers about his ability to deal with the cost of gasoline.
Prices at the pump are going up 32 days in a row, 41 cents a gallon in about the last 3 weeks. I'm asking you whether you're just somebody who needs to get from here to there, to work and back, whatever, filling up, beginning to make those trade-off decisions. Gotta fill the tank. Only have so much money. All right. What am I going to stop spending money on? And this is where gas prices headed in this direction this fast begin to slam the brakes on the general economy and small business owners with a fleet of vehicles that they have to keep on the road. Now what do you do? Do you risk raising prices in the lousy Obama economy and going out of business? Or do you get squeezed so tight you got to begin laying people off? Here's Randy first up.
I don't even know what to say about it. You know, back in the day, George Bush would have been crucified if it had went up 32 days in a row. But there's no out screaming about it. People aren't saying anything about it on the news.
No. And of course, you know, it's Bush's fault. I mean, you know, it's only been, you know, four or 5 years now, Randy. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to give the Obama program a chance here. Now, Randy, how much of a squeeze is this putting you under right now?
Well, I'm a medical, independent medical courier. So,
oh, boy.
And right now, my wife is, we've had to park one vehicle just so I could go out and make a living. She's having to work at home now, which is working out pretty good, but we've actually had to ditch one car and have it sit because it's an SUV. So, you know, I'd have to take out a loan to fill that up right now.
Hmm. That is an interesting story, right? I always like to hear what the people who are in the street have to say about this. Here are our hosts, Jack Harris and Corey Dillon, talking to Greg Laskowski from GasBuddy.com about the rising cost you're paying for gasoline and whether or not Greg thinks the prices will come back down anytime soon.
When do you see an end to this spike in prices?
Unfortunately, it's not going to be here anytime soon. We're thinking these prices are likely to peak sometime in April. And we've got a long way to go between now and then, as you know.
Yeah. And at the rate that it's going right now, we're easily going to top the old record, I'm guessing.
It certainly appears that way, Jack. And, you know, this year is eerily similar to what we saw in 2008. And as you know, that was the year that the U.S. national average set an all-time record in July. We climbed higher and higher to the all-time record was $4.12 a gallon. And it wasn't being driven by consumer behavior. People weren't suddenly deciding to drive more than they ever did. It was being driven by the price of crude oil. And although crude has been trading in a very narrow range, we see that the supply and demand fundamentals are not reflecting the prices that you're seeing right now. I mean, it's been a 48-cent increase in gasoline just in the past month.
Well, let me ask you, Greg, because anytime something like this starts to happen, you start to see the emails calling for boycotts of gas stations and asking people not to drive as much, you know, hoping to, I guess, hurt the oil companies and the gas companies. But is that effective at all? Do we have any kind of say or control over what happens?
That really isn't effective because all that does is it transfers purchasing patterns. People are going to still drive to work. Obviously, we don't have a mass transit option, so it simply postpones, you know, the purchase and disrupts their purchasing patterns as well as the retailers' buying patterns. Because if those things were to occur, you know, there used to be emails that would go around that would tell everybody, "Let's all not buy gas on Wednesday."
Right. Exactly.
You know, that doesn't accomplish anything.
No, it doesn't really. But having these prices go up to where they are, and you look at the amount of money that Mobil Exxon made in the last quarter, and you get angry. You do. You get angry. What is it doing to the economy in general? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. So the price you're paying for gasoline, number three on the countdown. At number four, continuing conversation about Obamacare and what it's costing. My suggestion is you look at your pay stub and compare it to what you were getting this time last year, and you'll be appalled. You've seen it in what you're taking home, but now do you realize that it's completely because of Obamacare that you're paying more in taxes? The Oscar Pistorius murder case is number five. Number six, gun control legislation, which we'll deal with in just a matter of moments here as the weekly talk radio review of the top 10 continues.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the essence of this, we grab what we can hear from the sound of a lot of radio stations that are monitored by Talkers.com and by the producers of this program. We come around to issue number six, the discussion of gun control legislation. We get started before we take some of your calls on this, because I know a lot of people want to be heard, at 888-302-3684. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about a town in Texas that's responding to the debate over gun control by drafting legislation to allow everybody who works for the city to have a gun.
If you find yourself in the town of The Colony, which is an upscale community in Denton County located north of Dallas, if you're in the library and the librarian says, hush, you darn well better hush, because The Colony is on the verge of becoming the first community in the country to allow every city employee to be armed at all times when they're on the job. That is the librarians, that's the meter readers, that's the dog catcher. Your dog better watch out. The mayor is pushing this in The Colony, which is a town of about 37,000. He says it's his reaction to all of the debate about guns. Now, the only people who would be allowed to carry guns are people who already have CHL permits, which means they would have gone through training. But they'd be able to wear their gun on their hip when they go out and read your meter. Like I said, when you go in the library, if they tell you to hush, you darn well better hush. The Colony says that this is a common sense way of dealing with all of the debate that we have going on now about where guns should or should not be. They say if somebody is a responsible CHL permit holder, they have proven that they have what it takes to be able to carry a gun. Only 0.2% of all of the crime that has been committed in Texas in the last decade has been committed by CHL holders. They are probably, as a group, the single most law-abiding group of people in this state. And the mayor of the colony says, if you've gone through the course, you've passed the course, you've undergone the background check, why the heck not allow the librarian to be armed? It might make the library quieter. It probably will not make it any easier to check out books. If she asks you to show your library card, you better have it ready. But the colony would be the first in the country to allow this. Obviously, police officers are routinely armed, as are other law enforcement personnel. But this would allow every city employee in the colony, there's about 250 of them, to wear their gun on their hip for all the world to see, as Willie Nelson would say, while they are on the job.
Listen to the glee in that guy's voice. The librarian has a gun. There you go. That's what we need. 888-302-3684. Ben in Pennsylvania suggesting here nobody ought to be surprised about the shootings that are taking place in our country. The latest one, as a matter of fact, there's another shooting that people are talking about. So what's the story?
People are amazed that this somewhat of violence, and they forget the historical reality of this country. The country was founded on violence. I mean, we're talking about brutal, savage violence that wiped out a whole continent of people, enslaved another continent of people, and the country has been maintained on violence. When we hear about what goes on in Iraq, for example, we go there, America goes there, and hundreds of children have been killed, if not thousands. But we don't see that reality until it happens here. It becomes more pressing. I think someone needs to look at, or a study needs to be done on the whole psychology of the American people that have perpetrated this violence around the world. And look at it now. It's not new.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that, although we are not the only ones violent on the planet. Most human beings seem to have a history of violence. Here's Gwen in Washington, D.C., a retired school principal, on how easy it is for students to get guns there.
We actually had metal detectors at our school in Washington, at J. Hayden Johnson Junior High School. Now, in talking with my students, guns were too easily accessible. They could go over to Virginia and get a gun. They even told me that they could get the guns from the police, and they could pay $15 for a gun. They could get a gun, and they could get it on loan. They could get a gun, pop somebody, and give the gun back. It's just terrible. It's too easily accessed to get these guns. My students, 12 and 14 years old, they were in gangs, and they could too easily access to get guns. It shouldn't be that way. Everybody can get a gun, and that should not be possible. They're talking about this background check and all that. That's not necessary. They don't even need it. I'm talking about young students, 14, 15, 16 years old. Some of my kids was even 12 years old. They could get guns. This is not acceptable.
You're right, madam. All right, so that's the number six issue. Number seven, North Korea, the same old blah, blah. Winter Storm Q is number eight. And the Obama Woods golf outing was nine. And the suicide of Mindy McCready finishes off the countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.